Things that great dads say to their kids. I'm really excited about this episode. I asked my kids. They each gave me some great ideas. I'll be honest, I looked on Google, which is that was kind of a mixed bag, 50-50. Some of the things were good. Some, I would say, not so much. Anyway, this is Forging the Path. It's a podcast that's all about empowering men to become who God created us to be. You should definitely check out our website, forgingthepath.org. There's a lot of great stuff on there, information about our mission. A lot of our past episodes are there, information about the Band of Brothers, which is amazing. We just kicked that off. Check out Band of Brothers. Really impressed by the group of guys who I had a video call with a few days ago. This is going to be a really exciting and powerful thing for all of us in the Band of Brothers. Also information about our sponsors. Speaking of sponsors, thank you. Real quick shout out. Phantom Creek Builders, Michael Creed Team at Luminate Home Loans, S2F Installation, and Zastro Family Real Estate. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. And I know I'm a little biased because Zastro Family Real Estate, and that's me and my wife, Claire. But our sponsors are believers in the values of this show, and we couldn't do it without all of them. Thank you all so much. Okay, let's get into it. We'll keep this short and sweet today. Here are some great things dads say to their kids. And hopefully, there's at least one or two for you fathers out there, or for you future fathers, that will be of some value to you. Maybe you're not saying some of these things and you want to incorporate them into your speech on a day-to-day basis. Number one, I'm thankful. There is a real power of gratitude, especially when it's spoken or better yet, prayed aloud. So just real simple. I want to be the kind of dad whose kids have vivid memories, many vivid memories of a joyful, grateful father in the home. I'm driven. I have goals. I'm competitive. I'm often wanting to get to that next level, to that next place in life. But if it's all that and just that, and I forget to express gratitude, thanksgiving, and joy on a regular basis, that won't be a good picture that I show my kids. So I want to be frequent in how I say and express thankfulness and gratitude. I want my kids to hear me say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, I'm so grateful for this. I'm so grateful for that. Oh, look at that. That's awesome. I'm really glad that happened. Things like that. So just, I'm thankful. Number one, it does create a growth mindset. And if you're interested, check out this book called Gap and the Gain, The Gap and the Gain for you readers out there. Great book. It's kind of a business book, but it talks about focusing on the gain. We're constantly looking at the gaps in life, and that creates a negative mindset and a scarcity way of thinking. But when we take time to appreciate the gains, to appreciate our blessings, count our blessings, and express gratitude for them, that makes a huge difference, not just in our mindset, but also in what happens in our lives. So I want to pass that on to my kids, a grateful, thankful heart. Number two, you can do it. You can do it. Sometimes our kids just need to know that you believe in them. I remember my dad talking about a time in his life where he just really needed his dad, my grandpa. He was a young adult at this time. He had kids and everything, and he was trying to do something with his career. And he was talking to his dad, my grandpa, and he just really wanted to hear my grandpa say, hey, why not? Go for it. Give it a shot. Maybe it'll work out. And my grandpa didn't give that to my dad. He gave him some warnings and some negativity and some criticism. But I want to learn from lessons like that. You can do it. I want to be a dad. And I want you listeners, you fathers out there, to be the kind of fathers who look your kids in the eye and say, give it a shot. Go for it. You can do it. I believe in you. So number one, I'm thankful. Number two, you can do it. Number three, I'm proud of you. This is something specifically all three of my daughters expressed, that they want to hear me say even more frequently, I'm proud of you and I appreciate you. Those two phrases. They should know that they bring you joy. Your kids should know deep down in their bones that they bring you joy. They bring joy to the heart of their father. That's really important. And so when dads speak that over their kids, I'm proud of you. I appreciate you. Look at that. That's awesome. You did that. And to just express that like healthy pride over their kids, that goes a long way. So I'm thankful. You can do it. I'm proud of you. Number four, tell me more. Now, hopefully this might be a little bit of a surprise to some of you. Tell me more. I don't know about you dads out there, but I have a tendency to start giving advice. And that can just be constant advice. I've had a really dear mentor of mine tell me to ask more questions of my kids. I've caught myself shoulding them. Does that make sense? You know what you should do? Or you should do this. You should do that. And suddenly, should. You don't always have to should your kids. Ask questions. Put the phone down. Engage with them. And say with a look in their eye, hey, tell me more about that. One of my daughters said specifically, I like it when you ask what's on my mind. Even if I don't know how to say it, I just appreciate that question. So we've got, I'm thankful. You can do it. I'm proud of you. Number four, tell me more. And number five, maybe the most obvious one, I love you. I love you. Unconditional love every day. I want my kids to hear that from me every single day. Every single day. And when I'm not around them, because some days I work pretty much and I don't even see them until bedtime, I'll text it to them. Hey, I love you. And that's a good one to text to your spouse too. Just for no reason, I love you. That'll be a separate episode. Things to say to your wife. But I love you should go without saying. As dads, we need to step up. You cannot say it too much. I love you to your sons and to your daughters. Number six, this is from specifically from my middle daughter, Cadence. Shout out to you, Cadence. Do you want to hang out? So she said, I love it when you just ask, hey, do you want to hang out? Do you want to play cards? Do you want to play catch? You want to go on a walk? You want to watch a movie? Basically, do you want to spend time together? So that's something for you to consider. Do you want to hang out? Do you want to spend time? We should be asking our kids a question like that regularly. Number seven, for daughters, you're beautiful. For sons, something along the lines of you're strong, you're capable. So we should be expressing that to our kids every day. This was especially important to my daughter, Charlie. And then Izzy overheard and said, oh yeah, that's really important. Make sure you mention that one. So our daughters need to hear from their fathers, you're beautiful. If they don't hear it from you, fathers, they will go looking in other places to hear it from other men. Be the first and the most often in their first 20 some years to tell your daughters, they are beautiful, they are stunning, they are gorgeous, they're made in God's image, they're precious. And tell your sons, they're strong, they're powerful, they're capable. And tell them that frequently. Otherwise, they will go looking to other things in the world to find that validation. All right, the last one for today. You're fun to have around. This was from my oldest daughter, Izzy. She just likes that. Like, hey, you're fun to hang out with. You are fun to be around. And I think she wants, that's not just something you say. That's got to be something you express. Like, there should be laughter and joy and a smile in your eyes when you say that to your sons or your daughters. Hey, you're fun to be around. You have a great sense of humor. You make me laugh. I like being around you. So really quick review, short podcast today. Here we go. I'm thankful. Expressing gratitude in front of your kids often. Maybe it's I'm thankful for you. Number two, you can do it. Go for it. Number three, I'm proud of you. I appreciate you. I believe in you. Something along those lines. Number four, tell me more. What's on your mind? And P.S., put the phones down. Number 5, I love you. Number 6, you want to hang out? You want to spend time together? Number 7, you're beautiful or you're strong. Number 8, you're really fun to be around. Okay, what did I miss? Feel free to email me, adam@forgingthepath.org. Let me know what you think, and I hope you guys all have a great weekend practicing saying these true and encouraging words to your sons and your daughters. Go get them, men.